Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian leaders warn of George Soros-funded hijacked of the so-called Christian left. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I was one of 630 Christian leaders, mostly evangelical, some Catholic leaders as well, and others, spearheaded by an individual by the name of Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg and Dr. Alveda King, regarding a letter that is revealing the funding of George Soros, in which he's trying to hijack Christian liberals, if you will, or the Christian left, trying to have them pose as though they are the Christian voice on political and social issues. This letter now has been released publicly. And according to the letter, we point out that recently leaked documents confirmed that the Reverend so-called Jim Wallace of Sojourners has now admitted that the wealthy person known as George Soros is behind the funding of leftist organizations posing as Christians and as Christian voices, including Jim Wallace's own Sojourners organization. The funding comes from what's called the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros's foundation in which he funds a lot of very liberal, you name it, on your list of liberal issues or political leftist issues, and George Soros likely is behind the funding of these issues. But the thing that I think we need to talk about here, Matt, is the fact that if you have, like, on the issue of Obamacare, and you have Catholics coming out or Catholic nuns coming out, and they're arguing in favor of abortion, it confuses the populace. How are these Catholic nuns arguing in favor of abortion? Well, they're really not Catholic nuns, or if they are, they're the minority of the minority, and he funds this little tiny group of people, making it appear that they're speaking for all Catholic nuns or Catholic priests or evangelical pastors or ministers.
Right, and of course, they get all the media attention and the media press, and the goal here is to create the illusion that there are actually two Christian positions on the topic, which there clearly are not. People couch this in terms of liberal versus conservative, but really what it is it's biblical versus non-biblical. George Soros is an anti-Christian. His billions of dollars he puts to undermining Judeo-Christian morality and to imposing a secularist worldview. So people like Jim Wallace and others, they pose as Christians, but what they're doing is they're pushing an anti-Christian, non-biblical, unbiblical agenda.
Yeah, it's so heartbreaking, too, to see, you know, are we no longer depending on God in these various organizations that at least try to acknowledge God, but now we are so easily bought by someone's money in order to fulfill that person's agenda?
Well, Jim Wallace is one of these individuals. In fact, he's very influential with the millennials as well.
Yeah.
There's others that are focused on the millennial generation, and they're leftist Christians. They use Christian language, but they pervert it. So they would be in favor of same-sex marriage. While
like
some of
Singer.
Them may or may not be in favor of abortion, they would have Obama's rhetoric that abortion needs to be safe, needs to be legal, safe, and rare. Well, that means you just need to kill babies without any restriction. It's like saying that we're opposed to the Holocaust, but you can kill some people.
No.
As long as it's safe and rare, you can still, one abortion is wrong as a million abortions
right.
is wrong.
It sounds like he has the same agenda as Paul Singer.
He has the
about
same
him,
agenda of,
right?
in the sense of same-sex marriage right. and the LGBT agenda, George Soros.
And influencing millennials.
And Paul Singer are on the same page. Mm-hmm. Paul Singer is a billionaire hedge fund manager. George Soros is a billionaire, also in a similar background in that respect. of working with financial investments. They're both billionaires. On the issue of the LGBT agenda and same-sex marriage and trying to influence millennials and Christians, yeah, they're on the same page.
Right.
On other things, they're on completely opposite pages. Obviously, Paul Singer supports Israel. George Soros doesn't. He funds J Street. He funds TELUS. Those are organizations that take young people as well as other leaders, TELUS does, to Israel to indoctrinate them in pro-Palestinian propaganda and anti-Israel propaganda. J Street is on J Street in Washington, D.C. It is the liberal anti-Israel lobbying group, and other people are part of that as well.
Wow.
He funds Jim Wallace's Sojourners, Richard Sidgwick's New Evangelical Partnership. I think Richard, Matt, was formerly with the National Association of Evangelicals, and he had to ultimately leave because he was so liberal. He funds Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, Faithful America, and Gamaliel, among many others. I mean, the list goes on, but there's lots of religious organizations that he funds to promote a very liberal agenda.
Now, the authors who are issued this statement that are exposing George Soros's involvement in pushing this anti-Christian agenda, they point out a number of issues that Jim Wallace and the leftists, the so-called progressive Christians, again, these are non-biblical Christians, counter-Christians, anti-Christian organizations, disguised, wolves in sheep's clothing, if you will. A number of these issues, a growth industry, trafficking in human baby organs. They're all on board on this. The abandonment of biblical view of marriage, the pushing of this so-called same-sex marriage, the transgender agenda, doubling our national debt. You know, they're big in the socialist fiscal policies that have failed across the world, and on the list goes. So this is a political movement, a secularist movement couched as Christianity.
Yeah, and he also funds film studios and hundreds of media outlets. He attempts to control the internet. He promotes racial division. He actually funds riots. You know, he also, in addition to having rent-a ministers to literally show up at these press conferences, he has rent-a protesters. He buses them in to places around the country where there's racial disturbances, Ferguson, Chicago, wherever it is. These people are not, these protesters, most of them are not from those communities. They're bused in and they're funded by George Soros. Why? Because he wants to develop this chaotic scenario where society breaks down and he can reconstruct it. He promotes euthanasia and drug legalization. He promotes injection zones. So you can go to this place and shoot up your heroin or whatever you're going to do, abortion, sex industry, you go on and on and on. Anti-Israel, the rights of jihadists and Sharia advocates, he's all over the world. I've gone to various foreign countries, and the leaders in those foreign countries are very concerned about, one, the United States State Department trying to force them to become liberal on social issues, and George Soros having these NGOs or UN or other kinds of organizations that he funds doing the same thing to undermine their Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah. Well, why this appeal? Why right now, Matt? Why?
Well, the reason why we did this now is because after the first presidential debate, some of these so-called Christian leaders had a press conference that said, you shouldn't vote for anybody. Basically, don't go to the polls. Well, guess who is co-chairman of the Ready for Hillary PAC? It's George Soros. Guess who has recently been revealed by WikiLeaks in having communications? It's the Open Society Foundation with John Podesta, who is what? Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. So he puts out these Christian people and say, don't vote. Well, what is he trying to do? He's trying to suppress the Christian voter turnout. And if he does that, then his agenda can ultimately win. So when that happened, and then that was revealed, we decided as a group, it is time to reveal who this guy
really
is.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got some pockets there. And there, I was just reading the statement. You know, we talk about Hillary Clinton's now infamous 2015 speech at the Women in the World Summit, where she says that religious beliefs have to be changed to accept abortion on demand, With that statement, the signers say Clinton was openly declaring war on Christian believers and the church.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, she had also, a WikiLeaks recently had mentioned that she was in favor of open borders. Well, guess who also is in favor of open borders?
George Soros
is in favor of open borders. He funds this idea that borders should be completely open. You shouldn't have the security checks. For more information on this and other issues, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.